air conditioner broke. I didn't break. It's still working, but it's leaking this fluid down the wall.
Oh, God.
And I want to keep...
Leaking this fluid is never a sentence that is ever good.
No, there's no situation where a slow leak...
least in my life, in my personal experience.
I can't think of one positive...
I can't think of any time...
Oh, the good news is slow leak.
Although, in certain situations, I think it would be kind of amazing to have the self-control to be able to do a slow leak.
Oh, as opposed to... Have you tried to stop? Have you tried like
Sting?
Well,
like some tantric shit.
I've heard that it works both ways. Yeah, you can stop the leak and you can also tantric it up, man. This is what I've heard.
Welcome to Rehab Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni. What are we talking about today?
I saw this graph on a site called Podio where they have the daily routines of famous creative people.
Yeah.
And it blew my mind.
It's a pretty awesome, first of all, organization of information. Yeah. I'm a fan just of charts and
graphs.
There's
nothing I love more than a good infographic,
man. Give me all the info.
What is that?
Organize it.
What do you got, a Venn diagram?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so into it. What is that, a logarithmic scale?
I'm going to slow leak all over this chart.
Some amazing self-control.
But there are amazing people in this list, and it's got everybody from Benjamin Franklin to Maya Angelou,
Haruki Murakami, who's one of my favorite authors, Thomas Mann, Pablo Picasso,
Victor
Kafka.
Hugo, Tchaikovsky.
And it's so funny because they're all different. Like, if you're looking for a pattern in it, there's not much of a pattern other than most of them were working at 9 a.m.
Well, like, that's the only correlation, except for Balzac, who was apparently taking a nap at 9.
Yeah, he was ballsy, is what he was. Let's explain a little bit more what it is. So it breaks it down by hour of the day, and then it charts the activities of each of these people during that hour. So it shows what times of the day they usually were doing their creative work, what times they were exercising, for example. Although, one of the things I've noticed is very few of them exercise.
Yeah, it's sleep, creative work, their day job, food and leisure, and then exercise.
And other, which is a little creepy.
That who knows
and
what
mysterious.
That could be in some of them.
Slow leaking, clearly. If you click on Maya Angelou, Victor Hugo's other is literally getting a haircut, visiting the barber.
Every day,
well, Victor Hugo.
That's back when a barber would give you a shave.
That's probably what it was.
It was his daily ritual. It was his getting out and having a coffee. But what's interesting to me,
I would be all about daily barber visits.
Dude, so there was in when I was living in San Francisco, there was a place down the street that was a barber shop, and it's apparently a small chain, and you could go and like have a shave every day and have your nails done every day. And I was like, wow.
Like being treated like a man.
But that's also kind of douchey.
Is it?
I think.
Well, what if you and I start a chain of barbershops where you buy a monthly subscription. You buy you pay
the Netflix of barbershops.
The Netflix of barbershops.
Sure.
Hair flicks. Net cuts.
Bang flips.
There you go. You hit on it. And you can come in daily, and we just do you up today for your day.
I've always wanted to go get a shave. Is that weird?
Have you never done it?
I've never done it
twice in my life.
How does it feel, man?
It's amazing.
Really?
You get pampered. Your face. They put a hot towel on the face to start things off. Amazing.
Dude, there is no situation. Hot towel on the face is the exact opposite of the slow leak. Hot towel on the face
It leads to the slow leak.
It could lead to a slow leak, man. So you remember when they used to do that on airplanes? Consistently,
what?
They
no.
would give you like a hot towel
what?
To like,
oh,
your, yeah.
Oh, you put it on your face.
And you put it on.
I thought you meant they put it on your face.
No. They would hand
you. Do you remember
you
when flying meant hot towels on your face?
Do you remember when
it's pre-9/11.
There was fear of flying because you never knew when somebody was just going to scald you with a hot towel. That was our biggest fear. Now it's terrorist attacks. The world has changed, kids.
That's the
world has changed. We used to have barbershops in the sky.
And we can have them again with your help.
Coffee, tea, shave.
Oh, yes. All three, please.
Okay.
Mostly on my face.
Sit on back.
Thank
just
you.
Gonna, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God. So, that's divine.
What do you have business in Dallas?
I do. I'm going out to Dallas to, I got a sales conference.
Oh, Jesus!
Travis!
Oh, I'm so
sorry! Why you sliced my face to shreds?
This is your captain speaking.
Oh!
You might want to buckle up for just a little bit of...
Too late, feelings. Captain! Oh, I'm bleeding.
We're going to remove shaving service at this time.
Oh, God.
I can I'd see why it would be problematic. I'd still do it if it was free. If it was still included, I'd still be like, take a straight razor to my neck. I don't care. If this is how I'm going out, I'm going out pampered.
I'm going out pampered. But it is an amazing feeling to have someone else shave you. I know you are a man with a beard, so you haven't shaved in God knows when.
You know, but there is a daily cleanup and trim ritual that not daily for me. Part of the reason I grew the beard is so I wouldn't have to worry about hair on my face every fucking day of my life. But there is kind of like, I got to edge it up and shit. And I would love to have somebody else do that. That sounds like it would be great.
Oh, dude, it's great. Straight razor. You just feel it's somebody else doing it. There's a little fear, I'll be honest.
Sure.
A little bit, a person with that.
But for you, that's part of the allure, right? It's part charm. Of that Brock life.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I get into it.
The danger.
You know what? I want to look great, but I want to maybe not survive the experience.
Sure.
You know, I want to feel fresh and clean, but also terrified.
I think in this particular context, it's not so much the shave, even though that sounds wonderful. It's the kind of like... Every day, take a break, go do something for yourself, reset your head so you can go do the creative things. I think for me, like seeing all these people who I really admire sticking to these routines, as weird as they are, right? Like Balzac was apparently up at 1 a.m. working until like 9 and then taking a nap, and he like barely slept. Like he barely slept except for this nap. But to see that, to be creative means sort of in a way being a slave to a routine, giving up that sort of those sort of variables in your life, the sort of things that are like taking your head away from thinking about the creative work. If you know what happens at the same time every day, you can run on autopilot and just do what you're supposed to be doing. That's so hard for me.
Really? I am such a fan of routine. I never feel more at peace than when I'm in a routine.
One of the things that I was supposed to do when I started going to my therapist for the ADHD was, he was like, dude, you have to be on a routine every day. You have to. And it was so much easier when I was working in an office and I could get up every morning.
Well, it's forced routine.
Yeah, it's forced routine. I get up every morning. I go for a walk or a quick jog. I make breakfast. I exercise. I go to work. I know when my episodes are due. I come home. Like, When I was adhering to that routine, as boring as a routine sounds, because we think about routine as the opposite of creativity, but as boring as that routine sounds, God, I felt so much better just physically, mentally.
Yeah.
There was so much less stress, but I can't stick to one because it just feels counterintuitive. Not only that, but it's just, how do you get everybody in your life to agree to the fact that you're on that routine? That's the biggest thing. How do you keep the outside world from getting in on your routine?
I think part of it is formulating a routine that is conducive to your lifestyle and others in your life.
Maybe that's the thing. I'm probably just not taking the other people in my life into consideration.
Yeah.
I told you that from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., I am not to be spoken to.
Well, but 8 a.m. is when I get home from work and, you know, because I'm working that night shift.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to chat with you a little bit about my day.
You can't chat with me about your day, because if you say three words to me,
but
it ruins the entire 12-hour routine.
Anthony, this is really the only time we have to talk, and it feels like you're kind of not taking me.
Karen, I am a sandwich artist. Not a sandwich maker, not a sandwich conveyor belt. I am a sandwich artist. And if you interrupt me during my sandwich arts, I cannot create this BMT to my own standards. Look at this. Look at this. I ran the bread through the warmer twice. It's too warm now.
It's too warm.
It's too warm.
It tastes great still, and I enjoyed discussing it with you.
I will not be condescended to by you, Karen. I will not be condescended to by a cardiologist. You don't know the importance of my work. You don't know what it's like to be creative.
Well, I saved three lives this morning and
oh, I saved three lives. I fed people. I nourished their souls.
I don't want to disparage the sandwiches. The sandwiches are fantastic.
What if people want to add avocado, Karen? What if they want to add avocado and I'm busy talking to you about, oh, this old woman died in my arms?
I just think you should charge people for the sandwiches. Giving them away free is... I mean, I enjoy paying rent.
If
no
I
problem.
Charge for the sandwiches, I can't use the name sandwich artist anymore. I will be sued by Subway.
It's
I don't
not
make
selling
tra-
out.
I don't make trademark laws, Karen.
I'm
the same
saying.
Way you don't make sandwiches, and I don't make shitty decisions that leave old women dead in my arms.
Okay, that only happened once, and it's really a sore subject, and I appreciate you not bringing it up. Especially not calling that sandwich the dead old lady. It was very insulting.
I have to start this BMT all over. Every time you talk to me, I have to start this BMT all over. Jess and I both work from home.
Yeah.
And it's real, real hard.
So do my fiance and I. We're all four of us.
How do you... We all work out of the same house.
We do. It's wonderful.
You can watch the story on Bravo. Real freelancers of Los Angeles.
Yeah. There's not a lot of money being made.
How do you... Like, what happens if something occurs to Aaron midway through the day when you're working and she's working? Maybe mildly important in terms of the household.
Yeah.
But...
It happens
less,
all the time.
But less important, especially you guys are planning your wedding right now.
Yeah.
Less important than maybe the work that you're doing. And we know that, like, if you break focus, there was a study a couple weeks ago, if you break focus for even 30 seconds and you do creative work, it can take you an hour and a half to get back into the groove.
Right.
How do you guys keep from doing the simple tap on the shoulder that's going to make everything fall apart?
The short answer is that we don't. We do tap each other on the shoulder all the time.
Balzac!
But I kind of love it. I love the fact that I can check in with some. I would be lonely if it was all me by myself.
You guys are so the couple that comes with the frame.
Also,
you're just this adorable couple.
I just like getting lost in her eyes. We give each other little love notes during the day. And I like calling her my little Kittle Biscuit. And just snuggling sometimes. We just snuggle.
You guys,
we call that work, but it's really more fun than work. It's just the snuggling.
Who do you get paid by the snuggle board?
You would be surprised. All you have to do is apply.
What, you got a snuggle grant going on?
You do.
Fuck you guys.
The government pays a lot. You see that guy on TV with the question marks on his jacket?
Yeah. Matthew Lesko.
The government wants to pay you to snuggle.
All these people. You could be snuggling right now.
$500 just to snuggle. $600 to kiss and snuggle.
Hey, maybe you like a little finger up the butt. The government will give you $1,700 to do that at home.
Unfortunately, it's your butt, not your finger, but that's okay.
First time homeowner? Why not make out with your friend? The government will give you $57 if you let your senator watch.
Want to learn a new trade skill? Is that trade skill finger butt? The government wants to pay you.
Finger butt. Is that trade skill finger butt?
Like, that's not on your resume under special skills.
No, it isn't. You can put anything under special skills on an acting resume. And they're like, oh, finger butt. Tell me about it.
Well, I went to school for finger butt. And
how much did you pay for finger butt school?
It cost $30,000 a year.
The government would have given you $17,000 to finger butt.
Andy, where were you 4 years ago when I started Finger Butt Academy?
I don't know. Maybe this is a difference in mental states, or maybe it's just everybody's brain works a little differently. If I get interrupted, it's just so hard. And I think it's just so hard for me to get back on track.
You didn't have a problem just now. You literally got us back on track.
That's well.
See,
maybe
look, you're making
maybe
strides.
The magic was inside me all along.
I think we've made real progress here today.
No, but I do. I think maybe it's just a little selfishness on my part where I worry too much about my routine in terms of my actual life. Or maybe I'm refusing to build my routine around the realities of my life. I don't know.
That's possible. But I think what this infograph is teaching us is that creative people need that structure, and maybe you need a certain structure that doesn't fit neatly into your life, but that's okay. You need to build that, reinforce that, and honor that.
Well, and I think
in order to be the ball sack that you need to be.
Accent phrasing. but I think the big thing that I take away from it too is these are all people that I really love what they do, and their graphs don't match at all. Like, that's the nice thing, is that
there's no one answer.
The answer is there is no answer. Yeah. You're not going to emulate somebody and all of a sudden You don't have to get up at 1 a.m. like Balzac and spend all day drinking coffee and smoking to make something creative. You could spend half your day swimming and running like Haruki Murakami. I bet that sounds good to you, you freak.
Oh, man.
You healthy freak.
I love that he is the guy. Like, he's like the big questions of the universe. I'm going to go for a swim and take a run.
Yeah.
But that's where I think best, too, you know?
Yeah, that's the two things that I don't do. I don't have this routine, and I don't allow myself to take a break. Right? Like, I'm really bad about that. Like, if I get into the zone, one of the things that I always read all the time is, no matter how in the zone you are, if the alarm goes off and it's your alarm to take a walk, go outside, eat lunch, yeah, you have to honor that.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at honoring that.
Oh, honor it, man.
No.
Treat yourself.
Because it inevitably happens right in the middle of whatever is the zone, the best possible work I've been doing all day. I'm getting into it. And maybe that's it. Maybe it's just like my brain is just fucking with me. Maybe my brain's just like, oh, I know break time's coming up in an hour. Watch this. Watch this. I'm going to kick it up into overdrive. Oh, we're doing some good work now, aren't we?
Yeah. No, I think what you hear most from creative people is that they do more work when they're not doing any work.
Yeah.
Like, your brain needs that moment to go, okay, forget this. We don't need to worry about this for a second. And then your brain's like, no. I'm good. I can think about that stuff. You know, that's...
There's something culturally that just makes us just afraid to take breaks or loathe taking breaks. You know, I feel like there's such a pressure on create, make, do.
I think that's uniquely American.
I think so too. I think it is an American cultural thing.
Yeah.
But it's something that we've got to sort of train ourselves out of. It's real hard for me.
One other thing I want to point out is fascinating about this chart that you opened my eyes to is some of the activities that these famous creative people have taken part in. One in particular, if you click on Franz Kafka,
yeah,
working at the Workers' Accident Insurance Institute,
yeah,
large part of his day, kind of explains a lot, doesn't it?
Yes.
About Kafka.
Yeah,
he worked for an accident insurance company.
I mean, that's the thing, right? Everything he wrote was reaction to the bureaucracy that he was trapped in, and I love that. Some of that's really important too. You know, we touched on this a little bit before. I came to LA and I was like, I don't have to do anything for anyone anymore. I do only what I want.
Right.
No, dude, I don't work really well like that. I have to have something that I have to do for somebody else.
Yeah.
And then I have to feel free from that at the end of the day.
Right.
In order to do the things that I love.
I'm
doing.
A big believer in frames. Like, frames. If you have an infinite canvas, you're overwhelmed by options.
Yeah.
And having frames on things, having limits, having parameters in which and out of which that you operate, it limits you in the best possible way because you now have a context through which to be creative and through which to be productive. I need that.
Yeah.
And I think I'm a big fan of that.
I think everybody does. I think boundaries are really important for creative life. Who are you on this list? I want to be a Murakami, but I feel like I'm more...
So many people I want to be.
I'm more like a...
Mary Flannery O'Connor?
More like a Tchaikovsky. Look at how little work Tchaikovsky's actually doing.
Yeah.
He's sleeping in.
I'm a big fan of what Ben Franklin does. He looks very productive.
He does look very productive.
Although it doesn't
early
say...
Early to bed, early to rise.
It doesn't
That's
say,
the dude.
It doesn't list screwing French whores on here under Ben Franklin.
It's got another.
Which
other's on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's other for him.
It's other. Check out this list, guys, and see who you're the most like and who you want to be the most like, because I would love to hear that from people. And also, if you've seen any stories lately that you want to let us in on, want to let us know about.
Yeah, any infographics
Any Venn diagrams? You got any Venn diagrams?
I'd be so into that. Just send them to us.
You got any of those bar graphs? You know,
is there like a Tumblr?
Multiple colors?
I want that.
You can send them in to us, too, at wehaveconcerns.com/ask.
Or... tweet us. I'm at Jeff Cannata.
I'm at A Carboni. I'm gonna try doing the sleeping 3 hours at a time.
Really?
Let's try.
Not a fan.
Let's try. You can wake me. Will you wake me up? Will you call me and wake me up?
That requires me getting up 3 hours at a time.
Yeah, 3 hours at a time, dude. Let's do it together.
All right.
Let's Kramer
team
it together.
3 hours.